League, you know, and it was a great opportunity for us tonight. I thought it was an evenly matched. They're an excellent side. I thought at times, you know, especially in the second half, we showed great courage, a great response. You know, but unfortunately, you know, mistakes are part of the game and you have to accept it. I do accept it. You know, he'll be forgiven and he'll definitely play Saturday.
The first goal for Sheffield United from the stands, it just looked like a class goal.
It was a class goal. I think the pass that Jay Mack made, Jay Machiavelli, to the central midfield player, was pure class. You know, the finish was brilliant. But the pass that secured, you know, I suppose the longer pass was Jay Machiavelli's, which people won't consider to be the major pass in the sequence, but that was the pass that really undid us, because we was on the press and it was a very intelligent sort of pass to a midfield player, very intelligent when facing the stand. So that really did unlock us. But I thought we responded well. You know, we had a threat, obviously, at set plays. You know, and it was a game for me that was evenly matched.
Once the second goal went in and the way that it went in, your side sort of reacted well and got themselves back into the game.
Well, there's no point feeling sorry for yourselves. It's an added bonus having this game. You know, there was nothing to be lost today. We could have gained so much. You know, but I was reasonably happy with the performance. You know, the spirit's always been there. The commitment was there. The energy was there. It's just unfortunate that we couldn't salvage something from the game points-wise.
Quite early on in the game, you made a change and you brought Joel Logan.
Yeah.
We saw you have a chat with Joel.
Yeah, that was my fault, really, to be honest. You know, we need energy, and I think mentally, you know, I think the league debut on Saturday took a lot out of him. You know, so I noticed that he couldn't commit in the way that we expect him to, and, you know, I believe I made the right decision for the team and for Joel, you know, and, you know, I had a quiet chat with him about that, and he fully understood.
Two of your major players in Oil Lancashire and Stephen Dawson missing tonight. It does leave you a little bit threadbare. Is there any news on any injuries?
Well, Reece Bennett's back. You know, which is obviously, you know, a plus for us. But I don't think the major injuries are to, you know, Oliver Lancashire and especially Stephen Dawson. I think Stephen Dawson's is you know, minimal, you know, time spent in the treatment room. But maybe Oliver Lancashire's a little bit more serious. But I feel as though in Reece Bennett and obviously Scott Tanzer, you know, we've got decent cover in that department. And, you know, like I said, at this moment in time, I'm reasonably happy with the squad.
And the games don't get any easier with a trip to Bristol City on Saturday.
Well, the bonus games for me, when we look at the strength of the opposition and the calibre of the opposition, you know, tonight at Bristol City, the bonus games, you know, to get points out of. There's games where we, as a team and a football club and as a manager, we'll expect to get points out of. But tonight, it was a near miss for me.